I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, August 4th. A Plymouth woman died yesterday after being struck by a falling tree while she was out on her porch. Incidents occurred on Sullivan Avenue, a residential street off Route 3A, just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. According to the town, the initial report indicated the woman was trapped under the tree on the back porch. The woman, a 61-year-old, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries and later pronounced dead. Officials withheld her name pending the notification of her family. The incident occurred as a storm brought heavy rain, gusty winds, and flooding to parts of Massachusetts. The death is under investigation by Plymouth and State Police and the Plymouth District Attorney's Office. Attorneys entered a handwritten journal into evidence yesterday during the trial of Lindsay Clancy, the Duxbury mother accused of killing her three children in 2023. The journal was introduced to the case by the prosecution during the testimony of Trooper Corey Mello, who was assigned to the Plymouth DA's office. The prosecution and defense both read passages from the journal. On cross-examination, the defense read aloud examples of Clancy expressing stress about sleep training her youngest child, Callan, guilt over using family money while not working, and concern about her relationship with her husband, Patrick. Dr. Sejal Shah testified about working with Lindsay Clancy at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Shah said that Clancy was initially confused and delirious after spinal surgery, but later denied suicidal or homicidal thoughts and appeared focused on rehabilitation. Clancy also asked for her healthcare proxy to be changed from her husband to her parents. The jury is made up of 12 women and 6 men. They will not know until the presentation of the case is concluded who will deliberate and who will be an alternate. The first week of testimony in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial ended after the judge, jury, and attorneys visited locations connected to the case, including the Clancy family's former home in Duxbury. The jury also retraced the route prosecutors say Lindsay Clancy sent her husband Patrick on the day of the killings, including stops at a CVS and a restaurant in Plymouth. Governor Healey unveiling long-promised health care affordability recommendations yesterday to expand MassHealth's investment in primary care, slash premiums, rein in out-of-network costs, mitigate low-value care, leverage state buying power to reduce prescription drug costs, initiate an artificial intelligence regulatory process, and more. The governor intends to sign an executive order requiring that MassHealth invest 12% of its total medical spending into primary care by 2028. In 2024, 8.4% of MassHealth spending was dedicated to primary care. House and Senate bills mapping out a primary care spending target were sent to conference committee talks on Friday. Negotiators must figure out how quickly they want primary care to account for 15% of total health care spending, which entities would be subject to that target, and what enforcement mechanisms would entail. Governor voiced her support for that legislation yesterday as her office promoted an initial slate of 12 recommendations from the Healthcare Affordability Working Group that met confidentially for months and gave little insight until now about its effort to solve one of the Commonwealth's biggest cost of living issues. The Quincy Police Department will host a National Night Out event tonight. Everyone's invited to the free event at Pageant Field from 5 to 8 p.m. National Night Out is an annual community event aimed at bringing residents and local law enforcement together to build stronger, safer neighborhoods. National Night Out in Quincy will feature bounce houses, touch a truck, free ice cream and snacks. Representatives from ADT, the Attorney General's Office, and the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office will be on hand to share helpful information and resources. The annual Taste of Quincy Food Festival will be held today from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Best Western Adams Inn on Hancock Street in North Quincy. Samples from a wide variety of Quincy restaurants will be offered, along with live music, craft beer, wine, and spirits. Visit thequincychamber.com for more information. The Quincy Animal Shelter holding their second annual birthday bash fundraiser today from 6 to 8 p.m. at Ciro's Restaurant at Marina Bay. Dogs are welcome. The event is free to attend. Visit thequincyanimalshelter.org for more information. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 693 points. The NASDAQ rose 540, and the S&P is up 110. Asian stocks were mixed. The euro and the dollar fell, and oil at $84 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox host the White Sox at 7:10 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny and a high of 85 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high of 84. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 88. And Friday, hot and humid with a thunderstorm possible, high 90. For the boater today, waves about a foot. West winds 5 to 10 knots, become southerly later today and a high tide 4:09 p.m. Sunrise 5:40, sets at 7:59. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 7:30 this evening. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, August 4th.